Welcome back to Faking Adulthood with me, Candy Joe, and Miss Rita B. If you didn't know before, this was supposed to be my podcast, shared, but Rita booted me out. I'm here to take over once again.
Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. My co-host today has some sort of some issues, don't you?
I have a vendetta against her.
But my co-host today is Candy Joe! The audience roars! They're so excited. They're so surprised to see you here for the third time.
Because this is my show.
It's given obsessed, actually.
It's given co-host.
It's given obsessed. It's given you just like being around me.
I do like being around you, yeah. But I'm also the unofficial co-host of the show.
Yes. So, okay, do you know what? Let's just say what the story is so we can understand why you believe in your heart that you are the official
unofficial
co-host. So what happened, guys, is that a long time ago we were meant to do a podcast, weren't we?
Yeah, it was actually supposed to be three of us.
Yeah, with Uche. Me, Candy and Uche were meant to do a podcast. We were on the phone trying to figure out the names and then we didn't really land on a name and then Uche was a bit busy, so she couldn't like lock it in. And then me and Candy were like, oh, maybe we should do a podcast, right?
Yeah.
But then I was like, ooh, friendship.
Oh, yeah. Rita was had this thing. She was like, what if we're on the podcast together and we stop being friends?
Yeah.
And I just thought, but what if I make money on this podcast? What's more important, friendship or the money?
And
I chose
friendship because I think friendship's very important. So the only way I could really like get you to like understand was to say that she would be my unofficial regular co-host on my podcast. Yeah. And here she is. She's back again. Third episode down.
Let's go.
As you know, it's a bit of a miracle that I'm here today, isn't it?
Why? What's wrong
with you? Well, you know what happened to me. No, you know what happened to me.
When they squeezed your leg that one time.
I was injured last week. I had the accident with my leg.
She scratched her leg.
It wasn't a scratch.
It's a tiny scratch. And it's it was like 3 weeks ago.
It was last week, Saturday. Unfortunate thing happened to me, guys. So last week, Saturday, I was going to get a coffee. It was actually last week, Friday. I was rushing to get a coffee. And then as I opened the cupboard, right, the cup basically slipped out of my hand. It then hit the pan that was on the dish dryer thing, hit the pan, hit the table, and then on my leg.
It wasn't blood that big.
Gushing everywhere. It was really, you know. So me being here today is a, you know.
A miracle.
We thank God, you know, that I made it.
You would never survive in the olden days. You would be cooked. Little scratch. Mind you, she taught me about antiseptic. There's not a time that I've had an injury that I put anything on it. I just wash it in it and give it to God.
I hear that, but obviously I had to get a bunch of, you know, equipment for
a little nick.
You know,
sorry, I'm wrong.
Yeah, you are wrong.
It
because
was gigantuous. It was.
And
like,
do you know what? Actually, when I told you about the accident, you should have come over to the house to look after me or something. But you didn't do anything. You just laughed, and I just, you know what? I'm glad that you're here to really address it.
I laughed and told her that in the Bob Marley film, he didn't.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
His wound didn't heal on time and it turned out that he had cancer. And I said, so maybe you have cancer. And so she didn't think it was funny.
Is that funny? Did any of you laugh?
I laughed. And that's what matters. I'm still laughing. But you don't have cancer, sir.
Anyways, guy, you know how I like to start my show.
Oh, our complaint of the day.
Complaint of the day! Because I feel like complaints should be normalized, okay? Mm. So I have a complaint of the day and this actually came to me yesterday. I was actually stuck. I had a lot to complain about, but I felt like I'd already complained about it before, so I felt like I needed something new to complain about. But my complaint of the day is very, very simple, and it's a matter of respect. And I think we're coming to a time where a lot of people are lawless And a lot of people are becoming more and more disrespectful in our community, and it needs to be addressed. Okay. Yeah. My complaint of the day is this. Unsolicited voice notes from people you do not talk to regularly.
Mm.
When did we become a community that instead of you to send a regular message, right, you just think that out of the blue, you could just send me a voice note and I don't even speak to you?
Was it a man?
It was a woman.
Whoa.
You sent me a voice note at midnight. We don't even talk. There's no hello before. There's no, oh, by the way, I'm just going to send you a quick voice note. Nothing. So because you have my number, you just think you can just send a voice note anyhow at any time. I think that this is an outrage. And actually, it's a level of, it's disrespectful.
Mm.
Yes, it's disrespectful and it's unacceptable. Okay. And it's after hours. The only time a stranger, you're practically a stranger.
Why do they have your number if they're a stranger?
Okay. They're not a stranger. Mm. Yeah. But we don't talk like that for you to send me a voice note. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And it leads me on to my other complaint, which is linked broadcast messages. I just think if you send me a broadcast message telling me to listen to your mixtape, that is the reason why I will never listen to that mixtape in my life.
Well, what was the vibe?
I just don't think WhatsApp feels personal to me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it does. And that is my complaint of the day, okay? My complaint is when you want to message someone, ask yourself, are we close enough for me to send a voice note? Do I want to hear your voice?
Mm.
Ask yourself that question. I don't give a heck. Do I want to hear your voice? Ask yourself that before you send me a voice note in the middle of the night. I'm thinking that it's my lover. Do you get it? I'm excited thinking it's my crush. Why?
You ain't got no lover.
It might have been my lover that's in my head. Anyway, that's my complaint of the day. What's yours?
My complaint of the day, it goes to you, Garrick Theatre. Every time I go to your place, you put on rubbish. Bad actors, bad script, GCSE level content. You'll be dealt with. Close down today. Me and Rita just saw a play, awful. One woman show. I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to give her too much heat. Terrible, terrible, and terrible. That for Black Boy Sing, terrible. What else we seen in Garrick? It's just terrible. And you got me all the way in Charing Cross doing what? Rotten? And when I was laying in that theater, I just thought, I could be sleeping right now. Or I could even watch Vampire Diaries, and Vampire Diaries ain't good. That tells you the level of rubbish that that theater produces. But what I will say is go to Bushwick. Is it Bushwick? Is it
Bush Theater?
Bush Theater, Shifters, mwah. Kissing, mwah. Tossing, mwah. Everything good. If they add a shirtless scene to it, even better. Give it 9 out of 10. Fantastic. Just add a shirtless scene.
And that is your complaint of the day.
Yeah. I feel like I've had like a good week. Actually, my next complaint is ban male authors. I'm doing 75 hard. I've been reading it every day. I picked up a new book called like The Damned of the Vampire of the Damned, whatever, by Jay, whatever his name is, terrible. I'm like, why I don't like this book? Then I looked, I said, male author, hair. When women write, off the bat, it's interesting, there's lust, there's tension, there's something to hook you. This man keep describing war stuff. I don't know what the hell he's talking about, and I don't care. Where is the sex scene? Can you have sex on this podcast? Where's the sex scene?
You can't have sex on the podcast. No.
Oh, but you can say it? Yeah. Add some lust. Page one, somebody got to be lipsing. Okay. You understand? Okay. Because I'm not enjoying it.
Okay.
And that's it. Ban male authors 2024.
This is a safe space. And these are your opinions. And whether I agree with them or not.
But do you think I have good taste?
This is your opinion.
That means you don't think.
But you're wrong about the theatre thing. We've discussed this.
So which one do you prefer, Garrick or Bush?
It's not even about the theatre.
It is.
It's not, because I've been to the Bush before. No, actually, the two shows I've watched at the Bush were good. But yeah,
and
I've been to different...
Where's that going
to
be?
Soho Place. And that at the Bush.
Oh, the football one. Mm-hmm. See, Bush is producing good stuff.
Yeah, but you know, my friend is one of the associate directors there, and he's got fantastic taste. Just wanted
what,
to.
Abush,
Daniel Bailey. Shout out Daniel Bailey.
What's the lead in that football one's name?
I can't actually remember. I don't know how to even say his name. The guy from Sex Education.
The black one. No, I need his name.
Oh my gosh. Sex Education. I don't, how do I cast?
Yeah.
Look what this girl's got me doing, man. Guys, it's absolutely ridiculous. She's really out here, got me Googling. Kedar Williams Sterling?
Someone link me to Kedar Williams Sterling. In a world where I didn't have a boyfriend, just put the boyfriend thing to the side. Someone link me to him, yeah?
Just put the boyfriend thing
put
to the side.
Put the boyfriend to the side. I love him, shout at him. Someone link me.
Are you done?
I want him.
Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Safe space, so I will later on we'll discuss the theatre thing, but it's a safe space. And this is your complaint of the day.
That is
so
my
we're going to give it to you.
Yeah.
My new thing is community complaints, and I've been sent in some complaints from the community. Thank you, guys.
Let's go.
So number one complaint is people reach the train tube barriers and suddenly remember to bring their phone cards out upon exiting. Then they end up holding up the whole line, angry face. I hear it.
I don't agree with that.
What do you mean? They should have the card out before they get
there.
But
what if you have like more than one card on your thing? Because I do, and it's like hard shifting.
I just, as I'm walking, I just press it and I get the card ready. There's people behind. Like, why are you now getting there?
What if they're old?
Old people?
Yeah. We've got ageism on the cast.
I love old people. Shout out you guys.
Shout out you guys.
Second complaint is, the rent prices for a room is a killer, even out of London now. Why am I paying £800 to share a bathroom and a kitchen with a stranger?
Tea.
I'm basically paying a man's whole mortgage and the other person paying the same amount in the other room, and that's all profit.
Tea. You ate with that.
This is tea, and this is a big problem.
Yeah.
Rent is literally...
To it's bring back social housing.
It's just so expensive, and it's so sad because I feel like people aren't able to feel like the adult that they are.
Yeah. I feel like a home is a fundamental right. So you should be priced out of being able to live by yourself.
You shouldn't be priced out of living by yourself. It's actually ridiculous. Like, you're a grown adult, you've got a great job, you work hard, and then you have to share your kitchen with a stranger.
With Riff and Raff. Yeah, not even a stranger. The worst strangers, drug addicts. And meanies and silent people. It's casting.
It's just not cool, man.
Mm-mm.
It's not cool. That's a great, great complaint, honestly. Oh, God help us. And then I have a community dilemma.
We got a dilemma. Is the first dilemma we had? Have you done dilemmas before?
Not with you. I've been doing it though.
Boo. I got to catch up on the pod. I'm watching the Twilight one next.
Okay. So the community dilemma is... The first one, this is very short and straight to the point. When is the correct amount of time to pass to ask someone out at a new job?
You work with them.
Yeah.
The time is never.
And why do you think that?
Because I've dated someone I worked with, and after like the turmoil, it was the dumbest idea I've ever had.
Really?
If you break up, they are there every day. Mm. Have you contemplated that?
Mm.
Or if you're shag and he just disappears, he will be there. And it would be mad awkward.
Mm.
Unless you really think this is the love of your life, don't do it.
Yeah, because that's what I'm thinking. I think, like, if it's the love of your life, you got to give it a go.
If you got, like, a Brad Pitt, go for it. But if you ain't Leng.
Yeah, but Leng and love of the life is different. If he's just
Leng. Brad Pitt, love of my life.
If he's just Leng, then you need to weigh up the pros and cons. Because it's actually true. It can be very, very awkward when it comes to work. Because you have to go there every day. You have to see their face. You can't even do that thing like when someone's annoying you and you're like, I just don't want to talk to them. I don't want to see them. No, you can't
like
do that.
If you don't text them back, they're there.
They're right there. It is a little bit awkward. But one thing about me, I'm
going
to take
it. Or if he gets a new babes and he brings her a work party.
Oh my God. That is the worst. Or he has a new babe and you just know he has a new babe.
Or if he shags someone else from the office.
Oh,
there's so many levels to how bad this could go. It's just not worth it. Like...
But it could go good. Mm. And you guys could have lunch together and stuff.
Yeah, that's like once in a blue moon.
That's quite nice.
That ain't realistic.
It happens though.
Yeah, but would it happen to this person?
Who knows? They can go for one drink though to see if there's like a real life
look
connection.
Look into each eye, see if the vibe's there. But how do you know the vibe's more like, is it lust or is it love?
This is it. Is it love or is it lust? It's very hard to tell the difference.
Yeah, if they're really sexy and you don't, can't remember anything they said, that means there's lust.
That's tea, actually. That's actually tea. If, like, yeah, if all your... Yeah, that's actually... If you guys can't, like, really talk...
And you just keep thinking, but he's very lame.
And when he talks, you're just looking at his lips.
Yeah, you're just looking at all his eyes.
And you're looking at his eyes. You're looking at those arms. You're like, ooh, strong.
Need me there.
You're like, strong arms.
Like, I need that. I'm trying to see it for myself.
But it can still be the love of your life, okay? Mm. You got to lust after the love of your life, you know?
Tea.
So, you know, okay, second dilemma. I feel like I know what you're going to say to this, but anyways. We dated previously, broke up, no contact whilst in the same friendship group. But now we are friends again and I'm starting to catch feelings. What do I do?
Give it up. Never gonna happen.
Why'd you say that?
Because if you broke up yet and he's been around you for a few months, men who want you will find a way to get you back. Like, they'll open their big mouths and tell you. He's obviously not feeling the same way. Sorry, girl. He's probably thinking, sweet, she's over me, we're friends, it's not awkward, let me just vibe. And you're in the corner, like, lusting over him, and you're going to fall over him, and it's not going to work. Like, bro, if he really wanted you, he'd have you. He can tell you fancy him, still. You're giving him the eyes, he don't want it.
That is actually tea, you know. He might have thought, okay, we're finally good again.
Yeah, he's like, sweet, we're
in the same friendship group. Now we can be cool. We can just hang out and be normal. And now she's you're thinking, like...
You look good. Take up your time.
Started to catch feelings. Do you know what? I think that you need to, like, pull back.
One thing about Rio, she won't give you the worst advice.
No, she does, though. If she's the one that's starting to catch feelings, then she needs to stop hanging out with him.
You need to stop hanging out and just forget he
Yeah, you need to just stop hanging out with him. You need to, like... Do you know what's important, right? To give boundaries. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we think that we're stronger than we are. So she's thinking, oh, I don't want to be a problem. We're in the same friendship group. It's cool. I can still see him. It's not an issue. But you're catching feelings. So the best thing to do, actually, is to separate yourself so you protect yourself. Because it's not a bad thing that you're catching feelings. It makes sense. You used to like him. It's easy for you to start liking someone again. Do you know what I mean? Boundaries.
Boundaries.
Pull back. Don't hang out with them for a couple months. Get your mind right, meet someone new, get strong, and then you guys can be friends. I don't want to be friends with a guy. If I, like, fancy you, or we were together, and now we're friends, why would I want to be your friends? We were lovers. Do you know what I mean? Like, how do you revert back?
No, I don't know what you mean, because I'll be friends with anyone I've shagged.
No, I can be friends, but it's like, if we were really, like, I need time.
No, you just need to find someone hot.
Yeah, but that's why I need time to find that someone hot.
It took you 1 week. Go to any of the events. No. Everybody's sexy in London. Everybody's sexy. Well, bring me to a DLT. I'll find a man for me.
I just really think that I need space to rejig my mind.
If they were like the love of your life, then
even, if you really like someone, you just can't next week. Okay, we're friends now. So we used to like hold hands like, and then now we're like friends now.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Do you know what
I
mean? Like,
yeah, I need time. Like, all right, cool. Let's separate for a bit. Let me reset my mind. We're friends, 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 friends.
But the thing is, whenever they say they're friends, they still flirt with you a little bit. So it's like, bro, like...
Are we really friends?
Are we really friends? Don't give me the eye then, innit? Do you know what I mean? Keep your top on. Like...
What? I was with you, then I was like, when did the top come off?
I'm like, you know, I like the models.
Yeah, you do. You do. You like them tall and lean.
I like models.
Yeah, tall and lean.
They're not good men.
They don't have a lot of money.
The love will last.
Okay. Let's talk TV shows. Because we always talk TV shows. Mm. So let's just talk, like, what are two things that you would recommend and two shows that are, like, the worst thing you've seen?
The only show that I think right now is banging is Shogun. What network is it on?
Disney Plus.
Is it Disney Plus? Yeah, because nobody wants to give me their freaking account. So I got to watch it illegally. That show is banging. The only problem is it has like a white savior, but the white savior is kind of hot. So I'm going to allow that. Storyline, directing, acting, everything is amazing. If you haven't seen Shogun yet, go and see it right now. What else did I watch? The only other thing I'm watching, Vampire Diaries.
Oh, yeah.
No. The 100, the Korean show. It's back. It's for like bodybuilders and trainers. It's a battle of the fittest, like cardiovascular health, bodybuilding, swimmers, firefighters, trying to see who's the best. I just love that show because I'm really into fitness. And then they like do different challenges. like they even did like a one-on-one fighting battle, and it's like they put you up against some big guys. Well, my favorite challenge was they did like 10 minutes of running, mm-hmm. but it's on a machine and you have to run yourself. Could you run for 10 minutes straight?
I don't know if I could.
I don't know if I could.
Yeah, I don't know if I could.
But you have to be like in the top 50, so you need to keep a pace, which, so you just kind of have to be good at breathing. So I just feel like that shows absolutely amazing. It's season 2. It's on Netflix. I love Korean shows. Yes.
Okay.
What did I think was bad?
Were you both dying? Yeah. Yeah, but I'm going to say my two shows that I'm going to recommend, and then we'll talk about the shows that we hate.
Oh my God.
The two shows that I'm going to recommend is The Gentlemen on Netflix.
Is that just because you think Theo James is hot?
Theo James is very hot, but it's actually very good. I feel like Guy Ritchie, I feel like he did his thing with a director.
He does one thing and does it well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Do you know what I mean? Because it's weird because it's an action show, but then it's also comedic. And they make stuff like that should be quite serious, but then it's also like quite funny and it's very laddie. You know what I'm saying? You know, with a little Cockney accent, my hair.
The other side. Yeah.
Thank you. It's very laddish. Do you know what I mean? With a little Cockney accent and stuff like that.
You see you're doing a Cockney accent.
Yeah. And it's and he's a gentleman. Well, it's not really Cockney, actually. It's quite posh. Mm. But that's the gentleman, isn't it? Mm. Do you know what I mean? And I just think it's a very good show. It's interesting from the beginning. The shots are interesting. The storytelling's interesting. The acting is really, really good. Like, I believe it. I believe the world that they've created. I was just really into it. I was like, this is such a good show. So The Gentlemen on Netflix, I would definitely recommend that. But then another show that I really enjoyed that some people didn't want to watch because, you know, they had different expectations, but Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I thought I was banging.
I thought that was banging.
That was a show.
I thought it was
fantastic.
People said
it wasn't good. I'm like, you ain't got no taste.
They haven't got good taste. Yeah. I thought that show was fantastic.
I thought I was good.
Right? I felt like the acting was good. I love the premise of like two people who don't
forced
know each
into
other.
A marriage,
forced
yeah.
into a marriage. I love that.
Then they fall in love.
I love what? Mm. Romance?
Yeah.
That's good romance.
I thought I was good.
Great. And I love the way it was shot. I love the grade of it.
Yeah, I like the scenes. It was so interesting.
It was so interesting. Yeah. And I believed it. I believed that they were, and I liked that.
She was real good.
Real good. And I love that they don't look like they can kill.
Yeah, she doesn't look like she can kill. Donald
what I mean?
Can get away with it because he's like built.
Yeah, but I liked that they don't look. Do you know what I mean? You could watch them like on the street.
Yeah, you could see them and you wouldn't suspect anything.
You would never suspect them. And I liked that, actually.
But I thought they were a bit of dummies. Remember when they met the couple, the other Mr. and Mrs. Smith? And they were like, let's show you a house. Let's show you where everything is. I was like, is your brain awake?
I was like, are you guys actually for real? Why would you just, as people that you're the CIA, you're spies, like, and you just trust people?
But I think it's because they didn't have, like...
any friends.
You had to cut everyone off, so it's, like, the first inkling of a friend, you're like, oh, I really want this to be real.
Yeah.
But I was just like, bro, this ain't real.
And it was so deep. I love the themes explored, about, like, the whole, like, being scared to love thing. I thought that was really nice, the way they kind of weave that in. Like, you've got this character who's, like, really strong and gets stuff done and she's really, do you know what I mean? And, but then she's just got this like emotional
vulnerable
struggle
side,
and vulnerable side. And like, he really loved her, but then she was so scared of it.
Yeah, she didn't believe it.
She didn't believe it. She felt like she wasn't good enough to be loved.
Aww.
I just thought that was just, you know?
But I wish they didn't kill that first couple so fast. That woman was very hot.
She was very hot.
Bro.
Yeah. She
they
was
said
leg.
We need a hook.
Yeah. And I was hooked after that.
I said, who there? She looked real good.
Yeah, she was laying. Her face was perfect.
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
So yeah.
That was like the conventional mystery room.
Yeah, they were like, we'll add that they could, exactly, because they could have gone that route.
Yeah, but they were like, we need actors. Not just sexy, actor.
And I think Donald Glover is a fantastic actor.
He's actually fantastic at everything he does. Like, have you listened to his music?
Yeah.
He's just a great artist.
I think he's
like,
very talented.
He's good, well-rounder.
Yeah. Very good well-rounder. So yeah, those are my two shows that I'll be like, yeah.
And the show?
The worst shows.
That we watched together?
Guys.
One of the worst shows.
That we've ever watched, actually.
And it looks like it would be good.
It looks like it would be fantastic.
What's it called? Oh, Mary and...
Mary and George.
With Nicholas Goldsteins.
Yeah.
My man, very sexy. Only plays a gay.
Yeah.
Love him.
It was really bad.
Julianne Moore, love her.
Yeah, but it was really bad.
The show, porn.
It was basically porn, guys.
They said gay porn... for 1 hour every episode.
Yeah.
No storyline.
Yeah.
You will be lip syncing. People will be watching your bum.
Yeah, it was.
That's it.
And it's just, it looked like it would be so good.
It looked good. Produced well.
Yeah.
Color grading.
honestly, great channels. Looks, great usually, channel. They have great shows. But that's this show one, awful. Yeah. But also, shout out to Sky because Curb Your Enthusiasm. You haven't watched that show.
I love Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. Are you crazy? Love it? I watched that like 10 years ago. The he new season. Of me. Oh, they got a new season.
Yeah. Oh, it's so oh, good. He's so funny, Sky though. Comedy. It's so good.
He went to that wedding, sliced the cake, and they were like, where's the cake? And he's like, dum, 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 dum. I used to watch that all the time.
It's so good. The new season, the last episode, episode
how
12.
How is he still going? It'd be like 12 this is last... million seasons.
No, yeah, it's 12.
Yeah, he need to wrap that up.
Yeah, this is the last season.
He must be tired.
He must be
he
so tired.
He was old as hell 10 years ago. How and old is he now? And he's still old. Does he look the same?
He still looks the same. I'm like, this man is so old.
He had but white hair 10
I feel
years
like
ago.
That's what makes it so funny, though. Mm. I like that they're all old. Because yeah. it's like old oh, people
does
complaining.
Does he still have his best friend, the Jewish one, the big one?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to watch that.
No, the new season is hilarious. Mm, episode 12 of season 12, I don't know what it was about that episode, but it just had me crying. Mm. Because his reactions was just like me. Like, I would have the same reaction. Like, there was a scene where, like, he's sleeping. It's literally 3 a.m. Someone randomly calls saying, Larry, so-and-so had a stroke. He's like,
okay.
Who? He had a stroke last night. He's like, who? And he puts the phone down. He's like, why the fuck would she call me? Like, and then they put him in a group chat. And he's just so annoyed because he's like, I don't even know who this man is. Like, why are they calling me? But just the reactions is so natural. Sick show, man.
Yeah, we love you, Larry David.
We love you, Larry David. I mean, I was going to ask you about your theatre issues. But you've already said that as your complaint of the day. I will say, like, it's really important, guys, for me to say this, yeah. The show that Candy didn't like, not for black boys, because I loved it, but I've only seen it with a first class.
Lesbian show.
It wasn't a one woman lesbian show.
That's what it felt like when I was
even if
there.
It was, right?
No, I love the lesbians, don't get
it
me
It wasn't
wrong.
Even that. Like, it was a one woman show, right? And it was about this girl who had just lost her sister and she's a teenager and she's going through the process of that grief. And during that time of the grief, her parents also get divorced and she's going through that. She loses her virginity. So she's going through that. And there's just a lot that's going on. My only feedback of that show, before I get into that, is that Candy missed half an hour of the show. If you've ever been to the theater, you will know half an hour in the theater is like 2 hours. It's like missing the first season of a show. And you just lock in and you don't even know what's happened. So that's number one, yeah. Number two, the beginning of the show was comedy. By the time you got there, my girl was going through it. Do you know what I mean? And that's why it was very deep and she was upset and a lot was going on, okay? Mm. So that's my feedback about that show. But it was all right. It was a good show.
It was mind-numbingly boring.
It wasn't. It was really
and
good.
And so depressive. And she was it stupid wasn't. From top to bottom. She went on a train at 16 to Brighton to meet a random guy she ain't never met before.
I mean,
I don't want to talk about what happened after. But I just thought, does that sound a good idea? It's like, if you're raised in African household,
there's so many teenagers that
those people
that.
Are riff and raff. I was born in Nigeria. Why the hell would I get on a train to a random place where a man I ain't met before? That's how I'll die.
But there's so many teenagers that do that.
Wake your brain up then.
Like, I remember being a teenager.
Would you have got on a train to
no,
go?
No, I wouldn't. Look, I wasn't even allowed to go to parties. There was one time.
Like,
yeah.
That's how I am. I wasn't allowed to do this stuff, no, so why would I do it?
Do you know there's a time, yeah, I got invited to a party, right? I was so excited, right? The invitation said that the party started at 6 o'clock, right? So obviously, my dad drops me there at 6 o'clock, right?
It started.
But it's literally getting set up. So I helped them set up the whole party, okay? I set up all the cakes, all this. I set it all up, yeah?
And your dad picked you up to take you home.
It was now 9 o'clock. Mm. People started arriving. Mm. Who calls me? My dad. Mm-hmm. I said, what's he calling me for?
How
it's
do
time
you
to go home. Like 15, 16.
Why would you be there past 9?
But everyone else got there.
Are they your age mates?
They weren't my age mates. They were in my year.
Their parents are mumus.
They were in there and I had to go home. So I basically helped set up the whole thing. And it wasn't even my dad that picked me up. It was even my uncle. And my uncle, I was begging my uncle. My uncle was like, no, your dad said it's time to go.
To go home.
So I basically set up the whole party and then I left.
You're lucky you went to a party because my child at 15 ain't going to no party.
You're not going to let your child go to a party?
No. Why do you mean? Not? Are you alcoholic? You can party when you're 22.
Are you joking me?
Why
when was
you
your first
party?
Party?
I never liked partying.
So when was the first time you went out?
Probably when I was 22. I didn't even go out in uni.
But you didn't have a lot of friends.
I had friends.
And they didn't invite you out?
Well, in uni? Nah, because they knew I wouldn't go.
So even in secondary school, you didn't go out with anyone? College?
No, I went to a quinceanera.
What's that?
Latino, when you turn 15, you have your party.
What?
My friend was Latino. I went to a quinceanera, that's it. What do I need to be outside for? I told her I was at home reading my book.
Wow. That's really interesting.
But my sister used to be partying out like a wild animal. That's why she has scars all over her leg, because she was doing stuff. I had no interest in doing things.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't allowed to go to parties, but I did. Sorry, mum and dad. There were times where my parents thought I was at a sleepover, but I was definitely
at a
party. Yeah. Mm-mm. There was one friend that my parents allowed me to like stay over at her house. And that was the friend that was the most lawless.
That's why my children like, also not have friends.
When you go to her house, like no one was stressing. No one's like adding any stress or doing anything. Like we were just allowed to go out, live our lives. So every time I tell my parents I'm going to her house, Crystal, shout out Crystal. We're having a great time. There was one time we partied until like 6 a.m.
6 a.m.? Yeah. At what age?
I was 16. And then from that party, I actually went to church.
Why were you out till 6 a.m. at 16?
Well, we found this party. So basically, yeah, in the end, yeah. Like, what's going on?
Sorry, I just need to grab water. I'm very dehydrated. You can cut this all out. I'm so sorry. I just can't sit here thirsty. You ain't touched a little bit. You're not thirsty.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Gosh, you're such a chaotic guest. Jeez. That AD, what's it? What have you got?
ADHD.
Yeah, really be jumping. Anyways.
Where then?
When I was, like, in secondary school, I was, like, the party girl in terms of, like, we would get on a bus and we will listen out for music.
Mm.
And then when we hear music, so actually, let me tell this properly. We'll get on a bus and then we'll get off the bus and we'll walk on the street, right? And we'll listen out for music. And when we now hear music, we'll enter the party. But and then I would call all the
people.
No, and then I'll call all the, so I knew all the hood guys. So then they'll be like, Rita, where's the party at today? And then they'll call me. I'll let them know where the party's at, and then everyone will then come to
that
the party.
That sounds insane.
Yeah, we found a banging party in like Forest Hill one time, another one in this place called Lethbridge. The Lethbridge one was a yardie party, and that's why it went on till 6 a.m.
And no one questioned who you were?
No.
That's crazy.
Like, we'll just go in and then party. And that was my first yardie party, my first wine. I was like, wow. No letting go, no holding back, because you are. And I was like, my first dance, 6 a.m. But I had church. So I had to go to my friend's 6 a.m. And obviously, we've been drinking and stuff. Sorry, mom and dad.
And you weren't tired.
Went to church. And I was praising God heavy on that day, yeah? And everyone was like, wow, Lamide is really like, Rita's really into it. Rita's really into it. It's because I was drunk. Yeah.
You're so unserious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's what I was like. Yeah, those are the parties, man. But I'll let my kid party. Yeah, man, they're going to party anyway.
Yeah, it's better when you have a formative brain cell to guide yourself to
party. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you're young and you ain't got nothing going up, you can't
go. At least 16, I think.
Absolutely 16. Not. Thank you so much.
Do you think in this generation you're going to be able to stop?
The way I'll beat them in the head?
And they'll now put you on whatever app will be there.
You go to Nigeria.
You think you can? Do you think that you can send?
My child is going to be like Matilda. Don't worry about me. She's going to have no interest. She just read from morning to night. There's no TV for you. iPad? Mm-mm. You don't know. You don't have phone. Go to your bed and read, innit?
You're going to be so strict.
Yeah, then they'll have a good life.
But then we both have different kind of vibes. And look, we're still here together in this room. So does it really matter?
I'd rather have a me.
Than a me?
There's nothing wrong with you, but I need a child who's very controlling and self-controlled and contains themselves.
I'm very self-controlled.
You're like a banshee.
What's that?
You're like a wayward woman.
Me.
Nah, Rita's actually a good girl. I'm actually way worse than
exactly. So where do we go from here?
Yeah, but I could have been raised. Let me not say that because my mom's gonna cry.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Your mom, yeah.
Next topic. Shout out to my mama.
If you were on death row, what would be your last meal?
That's a okra ogbono with mixed meat, eba. I'd also have a meat pie. I'd have a vanilla cheesecake. I'd have coconut water, Pringles crisps, one blueberry muffin with a side of lobster pasta.
Wow. You've thought about this?
No, it's the foods I haven't eaten in 75 hours. Yesterday, I wanted to eat a blueberry muffin so bad. And I said, you got one day left. Just hold it. But I just eat all the things I love. And like, I don't eat Nigerian food often, but it's my favorite food.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that okra ogbono.
Yeah, it hits.
The sleep that you get straight after that, yeah.
I mean, you're death row, it's your last day. So.
Yeah. But I'd never be on death row because why would I commit a crime?
Yeah.
You would not worth it.
Yeah, you would never commit a crime, no. To be honest.
Unless I didn't, if I was homeless, I'd commit a crime so I can have a house.
Would you?
If you're homeless for 3 years, you better quickly hurt someone. Because they basically house you in prison, innit? You get a nice prison, get food, you have phone, you have TV, vouchers, they give you a job. You read books all day and do nothing. Not that I'm saying prison is good, but yeah, homeless or prison, they mean a prison.
Damn. What a way to think.
I've thought about it.
Yeah, it sounds like you have.
It makes sense.
Yeah. What would be my last meal? I think it's I'm torn between...
Juicy jerk, what's it called?
Oh, the jollof. That's you lot's favourite. Jollof.
What's it called?
The
place.
Food Junkie.
We love Food Junkie. Whenever Amrita's ends, we're like... Food Junkie. Matter of fact, I might go there and I'll get some Food Junkie.
Yeah, Food Junkie.
I need some Food Junkie.
Yeah, Food Junkie. Do you know what? I feel like I'm torn between pounded jam or rice and stew and plantain.
But rice and... But what about turkey with it? Do you like it with turkey?
Turkey is nice. Bruh. Turkey seasoned good.
Put some lamb chops on the side? If it's my last meal, give me 10 meals in one meal. I don't want one meal. I want 10.
I'm just like, if it's my last day on earth, yeah... I'm just like, I don't even give a heck. What's the point?
I'm eating everything.
But I'm like, would I even want to eat?
Yeah.
Like, whenever I watch those films, they're like, oh yeah, he's having his last meal. I'm just like, if I know I'm going, I'm just thinking someone might change their hungry. Mind.
They're not going to change their mind. You might be lucky then the last meal, they're like, hold on. Stop. We've got new evidence.
We've got new evidence.
She's not guilty.
She didn't
open
do
the
it.
Gates. And imagine they're banging and they're like, it's too late. And you're like,
oh my God.
You'd be cooked.
Yeah.
Because so many people go to like prison and they didn't do it.
Do you know what I mean? So I feel like I would have hope up until the end.
Oh, that's crazy. I mean, my future.
I wouldn't be hungry. I would not have an appetite.
Let's just commit crimes that aren't punishable by death, but give us homes if we're homeless.
Yeah, I would just not commit
mini
crime
robbery.
At all.
Burglary, give me 3 years.
Burglary.
Yeah, figure it after, innit?
I think something lighter than that, man.
But that's why there's constant reoffenders, because they don't have homes.
Yeah, that's
and they have nothing when they come back out.
That's really sad.
You might as well just...
The prison system's actually quite awful.
In this country, yeah.
Yeah, it's really bad. That's really awful, actually. That made me quite sad.
Oh, you have such a soft heart.
That's really sad. If you were to be reborn into a different family, at a different time...
Oh, not this time.
Yeah, what would you choose?
I'd be a Black Panther.
Really?
Yeah, it's a cool time, innit?
Mm.
Like, your freedom. You definitely die young.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably die like 33. But I won't be with, like, Malcolm X or Martin Luther King. One of their, like, hoes, innit?
Mm. Wait, what?
Yeah. I get to be with the Foo Fighter, be in the iconic pictures, be on the side, then
but
die,
why?
Come back.
Yeah, but why would you choose to be... their hoe and not just like one of the people.
Because I think Coretta's still alive right now, ain't she?
Yeah.
I don't be alive that long. That's traumatic.
Oh yeah, all those memories.
That all your friends are dead.
Yeah.
All the things you've done were basically meaningless. Like, there's no real change.
There's no change.
You might as well die with the hope that you changed something. Yeah. And you also got a chop, Malcolm X.
Oh, that kind of does suck when you think about it, you know?
Yeah, because they all thought they'd
change the world.
Do you
know how depressing it must be? Like, when they hear another story of someone being racism or whatever, and they're
and
just
they're
like...
we've been fighting. We're it's been still 100 here? Years.
We're still doing this?
Yeah.
We're still having the same conversation?
Mm.
Like, huh? That's crazy when you think about it, you know?
I think about it all the time.
That's
how
nuts.
Race is so arbitrary and it's such a big thing. Why?
Till now.
Who cares what colour someone is?
2024.
Who cares? There is no difference.
What a life.
What a life. The world is full of people with the tiniest brains.
Bro, honestly, and I just hate that we just have to, like, be surrounded by them.
Yeah.
Like, Twitter is, like, the best example. Mm. Like, you're just surrounded with people. Someone described it as, like, basically, like, imagine, like, all the school sets in one class.
Mm.
So it's all of these people with different brain capacities. Mm. And now we're supposed to have an intellectual conversation.
But the thing about Twitter that's gotten worse is that everyone there is so judgmental and angry towards people.
Oh, God, it's so terrible.
But what do you do to contribute? you're on some celebrity's neck because the thing they did, like, let's say Billie Eilish, she wore that badge. That's not good enough. What the hell have you done? Donating aside, what do you do?
Yeah.
But you want to judge someone so harshly and so critically for every what time. They can do. Everyone can give an arm and a leg and push as much as you want in, like, for revolution, because we've seen people do that and it hasn't worked out.
Mm.
So I can't burn down my whole house to keep someone else warm.
And you know what? That's why you would be more than a hoe during the Black Panther scene, okay?
I just wanted you the easy job.
No, you would be more than that, okay? You might have a lover, which would be nice, but I think that you would be saying the speeches and stuff. Do you know what I mean? And
I telling had a dream.
Them. Yeah, I had a dream.
That in 2024.
Yeah.
Racism didn't exist.
Yeah.
My brothers and my sisters.
Yeah.
Stand strong.
Stand
with
strong.
Me. Woo! We will move.
We will move. Do. Yeah, I see
what
that.
Who would you be?
Do you know? I was trying to think, and I just don't know, man. I just think every lifetime it just looks bleak. What was the life that was like? Because obviously, like, see Bridgerton times, right?
Mm.
It weren't good for Black people.
But the thing is, it was good for some Black people, wasn't good for some other Black people.
Do you know what I mean?
But when they show it, it's completely different. There was Black people that owned land, who were wealthy, who had state titles. But when you see it depicted in shows and movies now, it's not the same.
Yeah.
Which is kind of incorrect.
Yeah, because I just feel like, I wonder what it would be like to live in a time, where, but there just wasn't, like, where there was more law, but without the racism. Do you know what I mean? Like, I liked some of the old school things of, like, things being, like, quite structured, you knowing who you're going to marry, do you know what I mean? And, like, you know, your life is kind of, like, set out for you. Like, I kind of like the idea of that. Not
but
me
then you
now.
Just lived before slavery, innit? Or before England. When did colonization start?
This is, and that's
it gotta be before then.
Because I was thinking, I'm having to talk about back.
Because colonization is what made racism exist. No one really cared as much before.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. So I don't know what time. The 70s look lit though.
The 70s look like a vibe.
It looked like a vibe.
When did they do drugs a lot?
70s.
Oh yeah, let's
I think
go
the
there.
70s, the 60s, 70s.
I want to try some of the original drugs.
They were just
LSD
vibe.
From the 70s. You must have been a high guy. Give us some MDMA from the 70s. Thank you.
They were
I'm trying to feel something.
They were having the time.
They were, okay. Did they have AIDS then? They said, In Even the 80s, they said crack, cocaine, and AIDS.
They just said, yeah.
No, I think they didn't. But because they were having too much fun, it the was government was like, bring AIDS.
Yeah, wrap it up.
They was doing orgies.
It was crazy
everything.
Time.
That looked like a good time.
Candy, please.
I'm being so serious.
It looked like a really, really
Freedom
crazy
love.
Time.
Bring me to that time.
Yeah, I don't know what time. I think maybe I'll just prefer to be where I am now.
Yeah.
Did you say what family you would want to be in?
Martin Luther King with Malcolm X, innit?
Oh yeah.
My people them.
I can see it.
Or I'll be royal. But then I feel like royal people have the worst lives. Queen Elizabeth's life was so boring. She couldn't shag anyone. Mm. She married the same guy, lived that boring ass life with her corgis in a castle and everyone protecting you. Boring.
Yeah.
Like, make me someone useful.
Yeah.
Maybe Marilyn. No, Marilyn Monroe had a terrible life.
Oh, she had a terrible life. She had a good life until they killed her.
Nah, she was definitely abused.
Yeah, I think so.
Who had a good life?
I don't know, man. It was tough being a woman back then.
Like, I was thinking Pam Grier because she has great tits.
No, oh, she probably was just.
Her, no, but remember that guy was putting cocaine in his hoo-hoo and get rotted her coochie?
Oh, my God, I didn't know about that.
She went out with Richard Pryor. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, all right? She wanted to have Richard Pryor. He used to put cocaine in her coochie when they had sex because she wanted to have children and he didn't want to. Then she ended up infertile. So that's why I can't be her.
Okay, that's depressing.
I'd be Alyssa Milano. I want to be in Charmed and be very beautiful.
Have she's so beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, she's my favorite one.
I can't believe my parents let me watch that.
Well, because it's witchcraft.
Yeah, I
can't believe your
Harry
parents
Potter.
Didn't let you watch witchcraft stuff. Who cares? It's not real. My mum loved that show.
Yeah, my mom actually liked Charmed.
Yeah, Charmed was a vibe.
Did you ever watch Monk?
Yeah, I watched Monk.
I've been watching it on Netflix again.
Is it?
Yeah.
So long ago. I think I tried to rewatch it and it was terrible.
No, I've been enjoying it.
Wait, oh, the autist guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they brought that back.
Yeah,
they but I'm watching back. Law and Order, so.
Yeah, they brought it back. It's actually a vibe. What are your views on marriage?
It's good.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
You want to get married one day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think people should have open marriages.
Oh, so those after are your like views.
5 years.
So those are your views on marriage.
My views on marriage are great. But yeah, after but your, five I said, years,
what are your views? So that's what you're about to tell me now.
Yeah, that after 5 years, the marriage should be open.
You think, really? Why do you think that?
So I can date young men whilst I'm married.
I think you're capping. I think you're capping.
What are your views on marriage?
I actually think you're capping. I just don't, you are like such a lover girl. Yeah, I don't think that after five years of completely being open with someone, all your walls are down. This is someone knows you, like the back of their hand.
Okay.
And you're telling me
that you can't kiss a little bit.
You want to be with other people.
To kiss, yeah.
When you're single, you don't even gallivant like that.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
She's a liar.
Like, you're not that intensely gallivanting. You don't really do single in the time that I've known you anyway. In the last couple of years,
I don't want to talk about this on the podcast.
Okay. When you were younger, though. When you were younger.
I think marriage is great. It's a great institution. I still think it should be more traditional where you get more money or something of value from your partner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When they used to sell women for like goats and sheep, that was a good vibe because you was at least getting something. Do you know what I mean? It was like a sign of stability. Your parents were poor. You'd marry rich. You'd have like a good line.
More for like status.
Yeah, or like, I don't want to say status because status is more amongst the rich folk. But for middle class or poor, it's just for stability and something to say, this is our precious like daughter. We don't want her to suffer.
Yeah.
So we trust you. And I believe that element for marriage is good. Yeah. Sometimes people marry for love or lust. And I think that element is kind of dumb. Love is great. But what's love got to do with it?
What's
we need
love?
Something else. What's love? Yeah. Something else.
To like keep. Hold it together.
Yeah, because when you have kids and all that, it's very hard.
Yeah.
So.
I think marriage is a beautiful thing. And I think, but I don't think I could do open marriage.
No, you can do open anything.
No.
You're not a freak.
No, I don't even like, yeah, I don't even like sharing my friends.
When you go to events, don't you feel like you want to kiss someone?
No. Oh. I don't. I don't even like other people when I like one person.
Really?
If I really like them, I'm not really, it's like something I have to force myself to do. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't come natural.
Oh, I get what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? Like
when you're like mad in love, it's hard to see other people.
Yeah, once I like someone, I'm like, oh, I really like this person. Like that's the only person I really want to talk to. I don't really want to talk to other people. But I know that obviously the times that we're in, you can't put all your eggs in one basket, especially
well, you can if you want
that's
to.
Not your me and me.
Like, nobody will stone
like
you.
Do you know what I mean, though? I just think, obviously, like I said earlier, like boundaries, protecting yourself. Do you know what I mean? I think it's ideal to like talk to other people until it's like official.
But when I was single, I would date like 2 to 3 men at a time.
Yeah, I think
just
that's better.
To see who I liked more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's better because it balances it out. Like, I think if you just date, like in the early stages, if you're just talking to one person,
yeah, but like after a month and a half, you just talk to one person, obviously.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, you're like, I like him, but I is might he like really the that, one?
Do you know what I mean? Is he the one I really want to date?
So let me just date more. And I want to kiss this one too.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I couldn't do it.
I say, who's got the best body? Take off your top.
You and taking off the top. Like, that's like your vibe today.
I love that.
You're really in the taking off the top thing.
I think so. I went to that JD thing and everyone's models. I was like, take off your top.
Yeah, I think that's, you're really in that vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it though.
I'm trying to see some baddies.
Listen, I'm not mad at it.
That's why I'd be an actress.
Oh, yes, you did say that. So you can have a love interest.
Yeah, I'm only doing love stories and kissing scenes.
Rom-coms.
I got to do, don't even bring the calm, just bring the rom. I want to do romance.
Yeah, but are there any romance films? Are there?
Not really.
Not really.
Well,
anymore.
They put
The Idea of You that's coming.
Who's that? Oh, Anne Hathaway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that looks
I love
like it's gonna be good.
Great hits.
Yeah, she's gonna be she's a great actress. Could you be an actor? Like
I
a side bomb. Not what?
I literally only want to kiss. I have no interest in acting. It's too laborious. I'd be tired.
Really?
Bro, the set is like 12 hours. Wrap this up.
Yeah, it's long.
Do the scene again.
It's
long. Ask somebody else.
Yeah, it's long. It's a long process. I can't lie. It's long.
And you think you got it banging and then like do it again? I'm not.
You got a great face for it though.
Thank you so much.
You would eat it up.
If they cast me against Tosin, I'm ready to act. No, I'm joking. Do you know that TikTok? I'm joking.
No, you said this to me before and I didn't.
Uche knows it. It's so funny. I'm just joking. I need to stop making inappropriate jokes.
We're showing our age difference.
It literally was like a TikTok a week ago. It's not even our age.
You know.
You just need to live and rot on that app.
It's an age thing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to send it to you.
I'm a grown adult.
But I'm joking.
You know a question I have never asked you before?
Mm.
Since you've been on this pod, Who is Candy?
I feel like I had an identity crisis. Do you know who you are?
Yeah, wow. Because that pause was like you had no idea. It was like I asked you something in French.
But I feel like whenever people ask me stuff like that, or like, why do you want this job? Or what wakes you up in the morning? I'm like, well, before it was like nothing. Mm. I remember I had this job interview and they were like, what makes you like wake up in the morning? And I was like, nothing. I don't want to exist. I'm just like, yeah, can I have a job or not?
Yeah.
But I think I'm a little bit better now.
Okay.
But so who is Candy?
Who is Candy? Like, what are the ingredients that make up who you are?
You put someone ridiculously hot. Yeah. And then to balance that, you give them a ginormous forehead. Step one. Then you put someone really funny to balance that, really smart. Someone with high work ethic.
Why are you talking about yourself in third person?
Because this is how I process.
Okay.
You know, I saw this video where someone was like, you know the people who don't have internal monologue?
Yeah.
Do you have internal monologue? Yeah, because you talk too much. So you definitely, it's for the yappers.
Okay.
But like, I feel like that's how I process who
okay.
I am.
Okay, cool.
And then you just put like, super caring, super nice, but can be very lazy and yeah, Nigerian.
You're not lazy at all though.
I am so, if you see my house right now, you see.
Yeah, I don't think you're lazy though.
But sometimes I can procrastinate things if I don't enjoy the art.
Okay.
But apparently that's like a symptom of ADHD.
Yeah, maybe actually.
But it's so hard like function as like having ADHD. Mm. But sometimes I'm just like, F it, we ball. Got to do what you got to do, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like, because I think you work quite hard.
Yeah, but work harder. I feel like you could always work harder.
You can always work
harder.
And
if you say that to yourself, you will.
Yeah, yeah. You have to keep pushing yourself and keep motivating yourself.
Come on, man. Do this. Get
this work done.
Yeah, rather than just be like, oh, it's good enough.
Yeah.
Today at the gym was good enough because I didn't have enough time.
But then how do you like pump yourself up? Because I feel like whenever me and you talk, like I feel like you're not as in, I feel like you're hard on yourself, but you're not. Like I think a lot. I'm always like, oh, I need to do this. I need to do this in my life. I need to do that. And you're very much like, you're not thinking about that stuff, but you still get everything done.
I just do what I can do and there's no point thinking about it. Like, what is the thought going to do for me?
Yeah.
Like, when I do have, like, an obsessive moment about something, which I did this week, I just said, from now on, just tell yourself no when the thought comes up. Because you know there's nothing you can do about it. And all it's doing, when I overthink, it distracts me from getting things done.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I do not have the energy to constantly think about a topic over and over again.
Yeah.
I just have to keep saying no to my brain.
Yeah.
And then just live life.
Yeah.
Like, you can only do what you can do.
And this is it. And I've been struggling a lot this week. I think we spoke about it a little bit. But yeah, I've been having quite strong obsessive thoughts.
Yeah, I hate that.
About a particular thing. Mm. And it's been like driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Do you
it
what
makes
I mean?
You so depressed. It's
yeah,
like,
because you can't change it per se. And it's interesting because I literally, I've been on a search like for a therapist basically, which has been so hard to actually find one. But someone finally replied and like she called me and we did like a little 20-minute call. And that 20 minutes, I felt better just after 20 minutes of speaking to her because I felt like I just needed someone to just like
say it in like a safe space.
Yeah, and just be like, affirm what I was saying, but also say it out loud that I'm kind of being ridiculous. Like she was like, oh, it sounds like you're blaming yourself for da 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 da. And I was like, I am blaming myself. Like, why am I blaming myself? But yeah, it's just really interesting. I hate when I get into that obsessive place of like, yeah, I feel like I'm having like a second midlife crisis a little bit.
I feel like midlife crisis isn't a thing. I just have crisis all the time.
Yeah.
And then I like train my brain to
be like,
through it.
Move on, crack on.
You can wallow for like a certain amount of time, but then after it's like, okay, but who is this really benefiting? All you're doing. But my favorite thing is to just journal it. Like,
that's been the thing. Journaling has been like the savior.
Yeah,
just write it all out and then you're like, get out of your get out. And it's true. Yeah
When people are like, do you want to talk about it? I'm like, no, just journal it.
Yeah, you said that to me this week
because then I want to read it in a few years what I said. Like, if I'm on the phone all the time speaking about how I feel, there's never a time for me to reflect.
Mm.
But if I wrote it, I can see like the pattern in my behavior over time and then I can change. Yeah, so I'd rather just journal it and know how I felt that period and be like, okay, you've done this before. How did you go over it?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, you've put that together so beautifully. Yeah. I know, you said that you're not deep.
I don't think I'm that deep.
That was deep though. Mm. That was quite deep. You were kidnapped in Zimbabwe.
Why are you telling me this?
What's that? You never told me the full story.
There's no full story, Ria. My mum told me and I can't remember it. Through my life without you, could I
What's your story? What kind of life would that be?
Oh, you know that song?
Is it because I told you that you can't sing? You've just decided in the middle of this episode to just start singing?
No, I always sing like that.
But like, is this, do you know what I mean? Like, is this the time?
Need you in my arms, need you to hold. It's terrible, by the way. They sound like a tone deaf cat. I sing all the time. I think singing and music is the joy of my life.
If you were to be one of those people that perform on the road, do you think that people would give you money?
If my boobs were out, then yeah.
No, not for boobs, for your singing.
No.
Fair.
If they're generous, yes.
What would, so what, if you could get the opportunity to do, be on the road and sing for money or do something for money, what would you do? Would you dance? Twerk. You twerk?
I'll wear thong and a bra. And I'll shake my ass from morning to night. Get some money.
You get very tired.
Yeah, but I would make a lot of money.
People will be very angry. Club.
What?
There'll be like nudity on the street. I'm pretty sure you can get arrested for that.
This is the type of busking we've been looking for.
And they wouldn't want to publicly give you money as well.
Yeah, they would. They'll be like, what's your, do you do any private lessons?
They'll be like, transfer quietly. They're not going to want to publicly be going.
They don't care.
I think so. If anyone could do that, why have I never seen that?
Because it's illegal.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's illegal.
I'm just saying.
It's definitely illegal.
Public indecency.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you have any regrets in your life?
My regret, I think giving up blogging a long time ago instead of being like continuous. I saw like Uche's story where she was crying and she talked about how it took her 12 to 13 years to like get here. And I just thought there's power in going even when you don't believe what you dream will be achieved. So I regret quitting as easy as I did before. I
so
wish
when
I
you say
just
blogging, what do you mean? Like did you used to have an actual blog?
I used to have a YouTube, I had a blog. I'd like everything, but then I felt like it's not going to happen, so I need to focus on serious things and like marketing and all that. But then...
Was that when you had the job?
Yeah, but then I'm thinking, I lived at home, mate. Could have firmed it. You ain't got no bills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, struggle up.
Yeah. I like that, struggle up. So that essentially that means just struggle, but...
Yeah, keep going up. If you have like a safety net, like parents and no bills, dream big. Do you know what I mean? It gets harder when you have to like be responsible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was thinking about that, you know, when I was thinking about my acting classes like when I was younger. And I was just thinking like, I was living at home. I really could have gone even harder. I know I had the salon and stuff, but
yeah,
like...
But you had the privilege of having a home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like being the privilege of like having a home, even though like my parents had paid for me to go act in school. And my parents just got tired when... I was still like going to acting classes. My parents just felt that like they were spending so much money on me, which they were. But I just feel like I could have even gone even like harder.
Easy.
Do you know what I mean? And like really banging out the classes even more. But I had to get a job as a waiter.
Yeah, but most actors like do that. My friend Daisy, you know Daisy? Well, we used to work together, Daisy Ridley.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you know her because of John.
Yeah.
She used to work at Abercrombie.
Oh, wow.
She's a terrible supervisor. Wicked, wicked girl. She used to always shout at me. Be like, stop acting like that. But everyone in Abercrombie was acting. Not that I knew what acting was then.
Yeah.
I just thought they were vibing.
Yeah.
And years later, I said, how come they're in that show? Huh? Maybe I would literally said, I should have been doing this acting thing.
On the side.
I would be where they were.
Yeah, on the side.
Because we just did that. You had your side job, whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you believe in your passion enough, you can keep pushing, but sometimes it's not easy because it's like, bro, you put a lot and it's not happening.
It's not.
So I get why people quit, but
it takes a lot of resilience.
Yeah, and it's so hard to have resilience when you're that young, and you're just you tried and something looks like it's gonna happen, then it doesn't happen, and you're just like, oh,
the disappointment.
Maybe it's not for me. Maybe. Yeah. And then everyone's around you like, be normal, do this job, like settle down, and you don't want to be that.
Yeah. The pressure.
So, yeah, the pressure's a lot.
The pressure to.
They keep
settle
asking
down.
How's it going. And you're like, bro, I don't want to talk because it's not gone.
It's not gone. Like, actually, it's gone nowhere.
Don't
actually.
Ask me no more.
Don't
no,
ask me.
You ain't seen me like do stuff, so why are you asking?
Especially when it comes to acting, you know, they'll be like, oh, are you, once you say, oh, I'm an actor, they'll be like, what you been in?
And you're like nothing.
I was in a show in 2002. And I wasn't in it for long.
Yeah.
It's like EastEnders. Like, I wasn't in it for long.
Are you in EastEnders? Oh, yeah, you told me. Yeah. But at least you're in EastEnders. This is better than most people. Like.
Yeah, I was in it. But like,
even small wins are wins.
A win is a win.
Yeah.
So your biggest regret is, like, basically giving up too soon. But you're not giving up because you're doing it now.
Yeah, but I wish I I'd been consistent because I'd be so much further than like I am now.
I feel like as humans, we're so hard on ourselves. Because like from the outside looking in, I'm like, she's killing it. And then for you, you're like, it could be doing. Better. I could be doing.
Could have been an actor too. That used to be my biggest dream.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to act so bad.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Then I did 2 music videos and I thought, this can't be for me.
But you know, music videos and being on set. I mean, it's still being on set, but it is different.
Yeah, but it was still on set and I have to do like, pretend I like someone. Obviously the guy, like, guy is my friend, but it's like, he was like, will you kiss me in the scenes? I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm going to kiss you. That's disgusting. Like, oh, I don't want to do that. Don't touch my body. So like when the camera was on, I'd be like, I'll pretend he's my boyfriend and
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And then after, I'm like, get your hands off me.
Don't touch me.
Disgusting.
Don't touch me. Have you ever done therapy before?
Yeah, I've done bear therapy. They think I'm amazing.
Yeah. Really?
They're like, you're such a good student and you don't need that much help. Because I've got a lot of accountability skills and I don't like make anyone a villain and I also don't victimize myself. I'm just like very logical and practical with how I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm like, what more therapy do you want from me?
That's really interesting, you know? Because when I was in therapy, she said to me what was kind of said to you, that I'm quite logical, I'm quite rational, but like that was the reason for me to be in therapy because I was too rational. So I don't acknowledge my feelings because I will rationale why someone does something that they do very quickly. So I'm very logical.
But I can acknowledge how I feel without thinking that my feeling is necessarily real. Sometimes how you feel is just how you feel and you don't need to act upon it. You just need to take it and put it to the side and understand it and let it go. And at the same time, a lot of people who I think need therapy are the people who, when one person does something bad to them, they make that person the villain in their story rather than seeing that person as a human with their own life, with their own issues, and how they treat you might not be about you. It might be more about them. And it takes more energy to hate someone and like harp on about what they've done than to just let it go and move on with your life. Let it go.
Wow, Candy, you're in your deep bag today. It feels like a jump scare.
This is being deep.
You're just being so like...
I'm very wise.
Yeah, but you're just being very like grounded.
I'm very grounded.
Because the last time you were here, I think you were just starting your 75 hard. And
is
I think...
how long ago I haven't been on this course?
Yeah, and I think now at the end of your 75 hard, it's giving like grounded, wholesome... You know, like you're just giving like wisdom, which you do all the time,
yeah,
to be fair.
Yeah, I should give gems all the time.
But this is very interesting. Like people are going to be in for a jump scare. They're going to see your face and think it's going to be like, all the time. But you're like, no, I think your emotions should be this and you shouldn't make anyone a villain and you should do this and you should do that. One thing I'll give you though, that I think you're really, really good at, really good at, is when someone tells you something that you may have done that they don't like, you change. And not in a detriment to who you are, but like in accordance to someone's feelings. Like if you think, if someone tells you, oh, you're making me feel like this, and this is how you're making me feel like this, you wouldn't repeat it.
Yeah.
And I think
I'm not very defensive.
Yeah, you're not really defensive.
Yeah, I feel like defensive is a pointless personality trait.
You'd be defensive for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, then I'm like, what is the point?
Is that when we had our argument in Malta?
Oh, I felt so bad. But I was being bad and selfish. So.
You were being bad. But then you just apologized straight away. And that was like our first couple argument, I guess.
Because I was like, I am actually being selfish and I should have thought about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just put myself first. Oh. So there's no point arguing against that. Like, your feelings are valid. So
yeah.
And that's why am I going to be there like, I'm right.
In that moment, yeah. That was like, you know, in the movies, yeah. When like the lead characters are like falling in love. And then they have this big fight. And then at the end of the fight, it's like, oh my God, I love you.
Yeah.
That was a moment for me.
But you'd never get that in real life because everyone's always, whenever people argue, they're never arguing for the relationship, they're arguing for their ego. And that's why you lose so many friends and so many partners because it's like, and that's one thing I learned maybe when I was like 23 and I just thought this is a bad personality trait because you will lose a lot of people trying to be right.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a fantastic point. But I just want to point out that I just said that I loved you and you didn't say it back.
I didn't hear that. I love you too.
I said it clearly.
They're going to call me a villain on this now.
I said it clearly. I said I love you and you didn't
say
it back.
You said it was like an I love you moment. The lead character, you used an analogy.
Then I am the lead character.
Oh. How am I supposed to know that?
You should have known in the
I
story.
I tell her I love her every day. One thing about Pisces person, now I need to say endlessly. I love you so much.
Thank you.
I exalt the land that you walk on. Oh, you're the air to me, my wow. breath. You sustain me. Jarman.
Ruined it.
I love Bob Marley.
Like, you watched that film one time and you will not let anyone
rest. You know, because he's an Aquarius.
That's why you love him.
When I watched the film...
Mind you love the actor.
Yeah, I do love the actor. I like Bob Marley too. When I watched the film, I said his ideals are so, like, revolutionary. There's only a few people who think that they can really change the world, and that are Aquarius people. That is Aquarius people, which is grammatically correct.
And that is Aquarius people.
Yeah, and that is Aquarius people. So I just was like, he has to be one. And I Googled it, and he was. And I was like, that makes sense. No one else is this idealistic. Remember when we were sitting in brunch and we were just talking about how, like, I believe that the world can change and people can change and things be different. And our friends were like, no. And I was like, why do I think like Bob Marley? And then I was like, oh, he's an Aquarius.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. I have another friend that's really similar. And like, she feels like she can change the world.
And I'm Oprah, just, Aquarius.
I'm just over here like.
You said everything is set in stone.
It and is just like, what it is.
People can change. But I only know that because I can change.
And I do believe that. I hate when people box you in and think that if you're one way, you're going to be like that forever.
But you have to want to change.
Yeah.
And I think wanting to change is very hard. And most people don't want to go through the process of like lowering who they think they are mm-hmm. to become who they should be. See.
And that is the crisis that I'm kind of going through at the minute. The crisis I'm going through. And Uche gave really great advice to me actually recently. She called me today. She wasn't happy that you're back on the podcast.
Yeah, when I told her I'm a recurring host.
Yeah, she was like, it's given, like, why is she back again?
Yeah.
And then she said, why is she not back yet? So we're going to get Uche back, guys, because it's given favoritism. And
your haters be your best friends.
Well, she gave me really great advice because I spoke to her this week and I was basically just saying to her that my recent struggle, without going too into it, is just basically... my idea of who I thought I would be now at my age versus like who I am and not really knowing, like having, not knowing who I am now, like who I want to be now. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm clashing. So it's me versus me in my head. So like I'm remembering like what I thought I would be when I was 22 and now I'm in my 30s and it's like, it hasn't really happened. And when I don't think about it, I'm completely fine. But it's like, I'll be really happy. Then it's like, I hear a voice in my head like, but you're this age and you don't have this and you don't have that. And it's like,
but it's the thing, why is age so important?
Exactly. And that's been my discussion with my brain. Like, why is it such a thing?
But it's because of society.
It's society. But her advice was, what I need to do is think of my age now and ask myself, what does this age of Rita want for herself? And where does this Rita see herself as opposed to like the younger version of me? Because I'm not even that same person anymore. Do you know what I mean? And when I thought about that, I was like, that's really, really deep to just like delete all of that. That's the past. I can't go back to the past. Do you know what I mean? I can't. I'm not there yet. Do you know what I mean? But what do I want for myself? Like truly, truly, truly. Do you know what I mean?
And it's, how do you actualize it?
Exactly. And it's an ego thing, right? Of like putting the ego down. Like, all right, cool. Let's take away the ego and just think, what do I want to do? Like, how do I want to better myself? Like, do you know what I mean? But it's so difficult because the voice of your ego be loud as hell. Do you know what I mean? Taking over my mind. So yeah, that's been like my recent challenge. So hopefully in a couple of weeks, on the pod after I go to some therapy sessions.
You'll be A-okay.
I'll be A-okay and get
God
that
stupid. Us and we got us, da, 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 da. We gonna be all right.
And get that out the brain. Right. Like, Lord. Like, it's just a number. Like, I just...
Yeah, I don't think there's... I don't think age is very important.
It's not, but it's just... In my head, it's just the way you've been conditioned, you know?
Yeah, but I always thought they were idiots. They only made that condition so women would marry young in the ages where it's easy to have children rather than having agency, figure out their own life and then having children.
Exactly.
Because why the hell would you have a child at 21? That's stupid.
Okay, it's not stupid. There's some people...
My mom said it was stupid because she had a child at 21 and now she's like 50-something and she was like, yeah, what the hell was I doing? Like, I didn't live. And then I was expected to live for someone else.
Yeah.
So you end up like... some people love it, cool, but I feel like if you have a child young, you end up regretting all the things you didn't do and it can cause like hostilities towards you and the child, whereas when you're fulfilled and you have the child, you add to them without feeling like it's taken from you.
And then you can really give them the life that you want to give them.
That you want to give them. Yeah. You're happy because you've already done all the things you want to do. You're bored of traveling. You're bored of this. You're bored of that. And you just want to be a mum. Not when your brain is tiny and then I'll take care of that little rat. Mm-mm. Not that children are rat. I was thinking of my cat when I said that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kiko. How's Kiko?
Oh, she does this new thing where when I leave the house, she screams at the top of the balcony for me to come home. So she doesn't want me to leave the house anymore. Mind you don't like outside. I said, do you want to come? She's like, uh-uh. But you stay. She wants us to stay in the house and rot together. Very silly cat.
It's interesting because the way you talk, one would think that your cat actually speaks words.
But she does speak. You just have to open your brain. Yeah. When I leave, she's like,
and that means like, no.
Yeah, because she does that all the time. She's like trying to put her head through the pole thing to get through to me. You can see her trying to get there. Mm. And I'm like, babes, you don't like outside. You
so
understand?
Why are you doing this?
Because I'm leaving now.
Yeah.
I can't be, even when I'm with you, you're not hugging me or anything. Yeah. You're shouting at me, beating me around and slapping me every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So I gotta go.
I got to go, baby.
Like, but that's why I've got Luna. So she can have friends in it. Not that she likes the cat, but.
Oh my gosh, guys, me and Candy had this discussion recently and it made me so sad because I was asking Candy, like, if Kiko has any, like, friends or has any lovers or anything like that, because I noticed that Kiko is constantly eating. And I was like, is Kiko okay? Like, does Kiko have friends? Like, you know, does Kiko have a lover? Like, does Kiko want to experience love at some point in her life?
Maybe.
And then you said, what did you say to me?
I said, she ain't never going to have that.
Yeah, and I was like, that's
where would they be? There's no one in the house.
And that's what I realized. Where do cats make friends?
Yeah, but that's why you have to try and introduce them to another cat. So that's why I've got her a friend, basically. Not that I own it. But, like, I'll be bringing the other cat over a lot. So she, at least in that day, she'll feel, like, heard and seen and understood. Yeah. Even if she hates the other cat, she's got something entertaining her in real life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We'll change her dynamic a bit. And maybe, like, now she's been going into the hallway a little bit more. So maybe she'll start, like, an outside and I can take her places.
And make some friends.
And she can lose some weight. Yeah. She's big as hell.
She is.
Like, she I'm struggling to carry her now.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're on a diet. That's her word of the week, diet.
No,
don't
shout
ask
out,
for food.
Shout out, Kiko, man. It's a good cat. Last time you were on the show, I asked you if you are as adult as you think you are. To which you said that you were, you know, you had all the right things and all of that kind of stuff.
I'm very afraid.
However, I just feel like, are you as adult as you think you are according to Rita? Because before that was according to the internet. Do you know what I mean? Now according to me of what I think adulthood is. Okay.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
The person that asked Wumi if she had insurance for her phone and didn't have insurance.
The thing is, yeah, I forgot to give you this warning before we started, yeah. But I'll give it to you now. This is my show, okay? It's my show. And when I ask these questions, it's not for you to ask me back. Do you get it?
Yes.
Because it's my show. It's okay. Not yours. Is that clear to you?
Okay. Aye, Captain.
Okay, thank you. So, do you own an air fryer?
No, I don't even have a microwave. I only eat hot pot. So I'm going to air fry. I only eat tofu and hot pot. I don't even eat bread.
Okay. How long does it take you to put your clothes away when you do the washing?
3 weeks. The only clothes that I put away are my bedding. Everything else, I just leave it there. I'm not wearing it anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
Now, who puts their clothes back? I just look at it and I walk past. And eventually, if I need to wear it, I just bring it and wear it. But the concept of putting stuff back is arbitrary and boring. Like, I'm not doing that.
Wow. This is worse than I thought. Do you have a first aid kit?
No. I have plasters, though, from when I smashed my face, remember? I still have them.
We don't have a first aid kit?
I don't believe in that.
You don't believe in it?
No, just put tissue on it. Wash it and put
tissue?
Yeah. What injury would you have that you need a first aid
kit? Well, we all know I had an injury
earlier
this week.
That one's not real. You are different. If it was me, I'd wash my leg, put some Vaseline and lay. That's it. You have natural immunity. You have to let your immune system build up. First aid kit? No. Put tissue. And if anything else, just put some tape.
Do you have any plants?
I don't need more responsibility. No. I have, you know, I like dead flowers. Put the flowers, let them die. Beautiful.
Wow. Wow. This is tough for me, actually, because... You answered these questions worse than I anticipated.
But I don't have these things. I don't need them. This, you're asking ridiculous stuff.
Why would this is not ridiculous stuff. Having a first aid kit in your house is standard.
If you live, you live. If you die, you die. Don't come to my house. I don't have a first aid kit. There's nothing there. Wow. But I'm sure concierge can give you if you need it.
Oh, sorry, I'm concierge.
Mind you, you have concierge.
Look at me. I'm your concierge. Wow, I'm so cool.
Do you not have concierge? You have concierge.
What did I tell you about being quiet? No. What did I tell you? I literally just said to you that you're not supposed to ask the questions back. This is your last time on this show.
Don't be mean.
Okay, that was a little bit mean.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. It's okay. You did not pass my adulthood test.
Yeah, obviously. I never said I was an adult.
But I've still got a gift for you.
Thank you. Where's it, money? What is this?
Savlon antiseptic pain relief gel. Because guys, as an adult, we should be prepared for the just in case anything can happen.
That's true. Give me that.
You can one day, God forbid, you know, hurt yourself, have an infection. Is the wrong side. Have an infection, have something, but at least it's in the house, guys. You should just have plasters, have bandages, have gel, whatever, just in case. So God forbid anything happens, you injure yourself, you go in a cupboard, you do what you need to do, and you're done, okay?
I have antihistamine.
There we go. So that's my gift to you.
Thank you. This is a perfect gift. Very useful.
Yeah, very useful, okay?
I'll use it for when that cat scratches me again.
Do you know what I mean? I'm a useful adult. Do you know what I mean? Anyways, guys.
I think it healed.
Oh, no. Did it heal?
Is the same like your foot one?
No, mine is deeper. Guys, I'm gonna put a picture of my cut in this episode. Actually, no, maybe it's too vulgar. That's
no, let's vote. Do you think it looked real?
The injury is it's a very bad injury. Mm. Okay. Anyways, guys, thank you for watching another episode of Faking Adulthood with my co-host Candy Joe.
It's been real. I've been sexy. You know what I mean? See you soon. Only for the grown and sexy.
As usual, if you did not like my co-host, don't worry. She won't be back, at least not next week, okay?
Relax.
So don't let that stop you from coming back. Please don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And when you see me in these streets, just know I'm coming hard. You know? What do you want to say to Joe Biden? What do you want to say to Joe Biden?
I just want to say thank you so much for watching. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. But you know that sound weird.